Medea was the infamous princess of the kingdom of Colchis. She was daughter to King Aetes, keeper of the Golden Fleece. Jason led his best men to find the legendary fleece. Additional traps were set that hampered capture of the fleece. But Medea lusted after Jason and hurried to undo her father. She killed the serpent guarding the fleeces and murdered her brother, hurling his dismembered corpse into the sea. Aetes pursued Medea and Jason, gathering up his son's remains. After the Argo returned to Iolcus, Jason was aghast to learn of his father's passing. His uncle Pelias was now in office blocking Jason's right to the throne of Iolcus. Medea promised the daughters of Pelias that her sorcery would restore his youthfulness. They should have looked as Medea cooked up her revenge. Meanwhile, Jason grew fretful at his futile exclusion and so wooed a new bride. A tearful Medea feared she was no longer a peer in Jason's plans. Jason did not care that Medea would not be spared punishment. Cruel Medea was sure to find a cure and lure Jason back into the plot. Medea savoured her base plans as her children played safely. Coiled with rage, her anger boiled as she poisoned her rival. The poison crown about Clark's head made her shout aloud. The sight of Jason's wife as she carried out in her plight was terrifying. Goaded by Jason's loathing, Medea strove to oppose his betrayal. Medea was a destroyer. Jason had sired her children, but his betrayal fired her revenge. In the final hours, Medea cowered at the sour turn of fate. There was no fairer pair of boys than her sons for whom she cared. Her heart beat slower as Medea lowered the dagger. Now homeless, Medea hated the betrayal by her husband, Jason. Her thoughtless thirst for revenge threatened her children's lives. Sailing and searching for the fleece was exciting but exhausting. Love and lust are the linchpins of legendary tales. Rarely do mothers wreak such bloody revenge upon their former lovers. This bitter battle was not fitting or fought fairly. I made you, Jason. Betrayed my own father, my royal line. Ran mad for you, after you to Iolcus, Pelias' palace. More passion than sense. I killed King Pelias to keep you secure. Killed him by tricking his loving daughters into unwitting patricide, horror and other royal household destroyed. Where am I to go? To my father's house, perhaps? Oh, yeah. The father I betrayed to go with you. To Pelias' daughters. They'd welcome me with open arms. That glad we did the old man in. This is the state I'm in. My friends and family are history. They hate me now. I made enemies of everyone I ever loved for you. Hurt those I had no need to hurt for you. And in return, you made me the happiest woman in Greece. Envied by all. What a husband. Lucky woman. You could 100% trust him to betray you. And here's his wedding present to himself. Ruthless penury for his discarded beggar wife and brats. A bit, okay. From Burnley, which you've got the mills and stuff. But I don't think my accent is that Burnley-ish, because I didn't go to high school or college in Burnley. I went to like surrounding villages and they spoke much more like a Blackburn dialect, a bit posher because they were nicer areas. But then since coming here, everyone's like, oh, you're the most northern I've ever met. So I think I'm more northern than I think I am and more Burnley than I think I am. But in terms of a real Burnley dialect, it's a lot worse. Like people would say they're rather than there, and like heya rather than hair. And it's just generally, it's strange. They add like extra syllables into words that don't need extra syllables. And I once got told that Burnley was actually Brunley. That's how it used to be. But you can see in how it's changed to Burnley that the accent, because like Burnley. So that kind of is telling of the accent. But then it also changes like where in Burnley you live, because you've got like Burnley Wood, which is like the roughest part of Burnley, whereas I'm more near Padiham, which is a bit nicer. So then again, it's still not as bad. But I used to go to college, and then in summer, I'd go back to my friends in Burnley, and they'd be like, oh, you're really posh now. And I used to get taken the mick out of because I sounded quite posh. And then I'd go back after summer to school, and they'd be like, oh, you sound so rough. So I couldn't win. I really couldn't win. But yeah.